No, the reluctant bodhisattva, that's right. The reluctant bodhisattva, how I accidentally founded a Buddhist center. And I came up with this title to do a presentation in San Francisco last year. And one of my colleagues called Sarajyoti, she pointed out that none of the things in my title were actually true. So, with perhaps the exception of reluctant, I think was probably the only bit that was true. Definitely not a bodhisattva. And it's arguable whether I did found a Buddhist center, or whether I have founded one, or whether I just happened to fall into one. But anyway, I'm going to say a bit more about that as we go ahead. My original idea was to do a kind of presentation to introduce you to the Cuernavaca Buddhist Center, which is where I live and work in Mexico. But when I realized that we were going to have other Latin Americans in the house, I thought it would be interesting to try and kind of amplify that a bit and talk a bit about Tri Ratna in Mexico and even Tri Ratna in Latin America, because Arevachin is not Mexican, he's Venezuelan, and he and I have been visiting Venezuela in the last, well, he's been visiting it for many years since coming here, but I've been visiting too in the last couple of years, and there's quite a lot happening there in Venezuela. And we have here Oscar over there, who's one of the mitras of the Mexico City Buddhist Center. I would like you, Oscar, to come forward and introduce yourself. Will you do that, please?
Hello, my name is Oscar. I'm involved in the movement for 6 years. I'm very happy to stay here to share with my friend Nagapriya that helped us to spread the Dharma in Mexico. And also I'm very excited to stay in England to know the movement. And now that the movement is bigger than me, than Mexico, that is a very big sangha, is very exciting, and I feel very happy to stay with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Oscar. Great. Yeah, and obviously also we have with us the wonderful Sangadara. They say he's Mexican. I'm not convinced, but they say he's Mexican. So we've got quite a few people with a Latin American connection. And it's also nice to see some of my old friends here, particularly to see Michael Brandy and Rat Laguna. Thanks for coming. We've already got the logo up. That's us, the Cuernavaca Buddhist Center. Just to give you a bit of background, Tri Ratna activities began in Mexico in, I think, 1993. And they were started by a friend of mine called Upek Shamati. In fact, I was ordained with him, which is probably one of the reasons why I'm there now in Mexico. So he was Mexican and living in the UK, and he moved back to Mexico and founded a Buddhist center. And I think it grew slowly at first. But if you were to walk into the Mexico City Buddhist Center right now, I think you'd probably be quite surprised. You'd be surprised at how many people there are, how many people work there, apparently about 40 or something like that. And they've just got one center, they've got two houses, they say Dos Casas, in Mexico City, one of which is kind of about the size of this building, really, I suppose, similar. The shrine room, I think, is quite a bit bigger, but they've only got two levels, not four. About 4 years ago, they rented a second building, which again is probably about the size of this building, in another zone of the city. Mexico City is huge. It's enormous. I don't know how many people there are. How many do you think there are? Yeah, lots. So it's not really... finding people to come along to things is not difficult, you know. One time after I'd given a talk, which I thought had gone quite well, Upak Shamati said, even a dog can get an audience in Mexico City. Anyway. So, the Mexico City Center grew quite a lot over a number of years, although not that many people got ordained. Some people came to the UK. Some people even came here. There were a few people for a while, Mexicans. Some of them have gone back now. There had been some attempts to found additional centers in Mexico. Another one in Mexico City that was founded, you were involved with San Pedro de Mandela, were you involved in that? Which didn't ultimately work out. And then more recently, an order member moved to a city called Querétaro, which is about 3 hours north of Mexico City. And he founded a Buddhist center. But that didn't work out either. So let's see whether we keep going or not. So I arrived in Mexico just over 4 years ago. And I will be honest and say that when I was moving there, I wasn't remotely thinking about opening a Buddhist center, setting up a Buddhist center. That was not what was on my mind. I have no idea what was on my mind. I really don't. You know, if I think back, I obviously wasn't thinking very much because it was not an intelligent decision. But I got there, and this is what happened. Oh, before that, sorry. This tells you shows you a bit of the map. So this is Mexico City here. It's kind of, as you can see, it's kind of in the middle of the country. And Cuernavaca is just a little bit to the south, so it's very close by. Just about an hour away, an hour to the south. Where I live, they call it the city of eternal sunshine, because it is, because it has an almost perfect climate, sunny all year round, lots of vegetation, usually only rains at night, Mexico City is on the top of a volcano, in the kind of basin really, and Cuernavaca is on the side of the volcano, kind of going down the volcano. Let's move forward. That's where we are now. These are two of my colleagues. On the left there, you can see Sadajoti. She's one of the founders. She really is one of the founders of the Cuernavaca Buddhist Center. And on the right is a mitra in the ordination process called Diana. And this is our current house where we are now. When we started, we were in another place. You're going to see a bit more as we go ahead. Yeah, next one. Yeah, so when I arrived, I met these two people. In fact, I met them slightly before I arrived. On the left, we've got Akasha Vadri, and on the right, Sadajoti. And I was on a visit to Mexico, considering the possibility of moving there. And I'd suggested that I was probably going to be living in this city called Cuernavaca. And I thought about the idea of setting up some kind of meditation class when I got there. So anyway, they said that they were interested in that idea as well. So that seemed quite good, you know, three people to set up a meditation class. So I came back to England to sell my house and to prepare to go permanently out there. And I started to receive emails saying, we found this house, and the rent is this much, and it's in this location. What do you think? And I'm like, what do you mean you found a house? For what? What is? Oh, well, it's going to be this project, and it's going to be, their original name for it was Casa Dharma, kind of Dharma house. And it's going to have this right livelihood business, and it's going to have this, and it's going to link up with the retreat center, and so on and so forth. So I hadn't remotely been thinking of anything like that. You know, I was just thinking, well, maybe at some point we'll lead a meditation class. And I was writing back quite anxious, nervous emails saying, well, you know, how are you going to pay the rent? Do you think this is really a great idea? I don't like the name. Why don't you call it Cuernavaca Buddhist Center, or Centro Budista de Cuernavaca? And at least I got my way with one thing, you know, which was the name. Anyway, so I met these people, and when I arrived to Mexico, the week I arrived, we were showcasing this house, which was the house where we previously were, we had like an open day to say, look, we've just opened a Buddhist center. This is it. There was nobody in it, but we'd opened a Buddhist center. And there I was in Mexico, apparently in the middle of a Buddhist center without intending to be there. And I guess I could have just said, I don't want to get involved in this, you know, I don't want to go further with this. But that isn't what happened. And about 5 or 6 weeks later, there we were doing our first class, to which the only person who came was my ex-girlfriend, the reason for moving to Mexico in the first place. Nobody else. We did that class on a Thursday, and if you'd have gone to our class maybe last Thursday, you'd have probably seen maybe 35 people in the class, you know. So things have kind of built up quite a lot, really. Let's see what comes next. So that's the entranceway to our current centre. After about, what was it, a year and a half or so, we started to realise that the house that we'd rented wasn't really meeting our needs. It was quite small and the activities were growing, so we wanted somewhere a bit bigger, and we really got lucky in finding this place to rent. It turned out to be the rent to cost exactly the same as the first centre, but it's a lot bigger and has a big garden, has a swimming pool as well. This is the entranceway. Yeah. This was. These are not all order members who live in Cuernavaca. This was a Pan-American order convention that we had about 2 years ago. And the convention took place in a retreat center called Chintamani. I'm going to show some photos of that in a while. But coming out of the Pan-American convention, all these order members visited us at our... This is at our old center. Many of those are from the United States, but some of those are Mexican order members. For instance, Vera City here, he used to be in the UK for some years. And here we've got Jnana Dakini, who is a very renowned yoga teacher and has founded a very successful yoga school in Mexico City, which is called Yoga Espacio. Okay, yeah, well, so that's an example of an activity at our previous centre, at the old centre. It's interesting to see that, because it's not actually that long ago, to see which of those people are still around, which of them are now mitras, which of them aren't. Probably enough, we'll move forward. That's at the new centre, that's our shrine room. It's quite a bit smaller than this shrine room, actually, and it's already too small for us. I think this was a festival day where we had some mitra ceremonies. Just to give you an idea of things, I don't really know right now how the Sangha is here in Manchester, but in Mexico, in the whole of Mexico, there are currently 31 members of the order, 31 order members, and about half of those have been ordained in the last year and a half. So basically the order in Mexico has doubled in the last year and a half, which is a very, very big change, because there hadn't really changed that much in the preceding years. So there was suddenly quite a big change. There were, in the last year and a half, I think 10 Dharmacharinis ordained and 5 Dharmacharis. And if we include Sangadhara, which I think we must, that would be 6. But he's not there. So that's the order members. So there aren't very many order members, but there are a lot of people who go along to the activities. So if we think about the Mexico City Buddhist Center, just there, just one of their houses, which is in a neighborhood called Roma, probably hundreds, if not more than 1,000 people go to their activities every week. And they say, I don't know whether this is true, but they say that they do about 60 mitra ceremonies every year. So there are 60 new mitras every year. And they say that, obviously that would imply that there are hundreds of them. I don't know where they all are, but there are hundreds of them. So it's a very, the Mexico City Center is a very, very big center. In contrast, in Cuernavaca, Well, until recently, I was the only order member who was actually living there in Cuernavaca. But recently, a Dhammacharini moved there called Abhayagita. And there are several other, four or five other order members who visit us regularly, weekly or fortnightly, from Mexico City. So we have got quite a bit of